The federal opposition says it's been unable to reach an agreement with the government to pass controversial legislation that would give law enforcement agencies the power to access encrypted messaging apps. The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, maintains the laws are urgently needed in a number of active counter-terrorism investigations. But the opposition says the government has failed to address a range of serious concerns with the bill, including that it could jeopardise security cooperation with the United States. Labor Senator Jenny McAllister is a member of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security, which has been looking at the legislation. And she joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia.
This is a significant break with the tradition of bipartisanship on national security. Why have you broken now? Why don't you feel you can support this?
Well, through the evidence that's been presented to us, it's become very clear that in its current form, the bill is not able to be supported. Now, that's not unusual. We've had plenty of pieces of legislation where people have presented problems to us and we've been able to work through those in a bipartisan way through the committee process. And that was so under Mr Abbott when he was the Prime Minister, and it was so under Mr Turnbull. But under Mr Morrison, the approach is very different. And whilst we did think we were making progress within the committee, it's just today the government has indicated that they are just not willing to keep working through the process. They've walked away from the table. And that, of course, does put an end to any possibility of bipartisanship, but it also puts an end to the process of working through all of the problems that have been presented to the committee through the evidence.
Okay,
we'll that's get the to... main thing we're concerned
okay,
about.
You get to that in a minute, but your committee heard from the heads of the AFP and ASIO that the legislation is crucial and critical to their counterterrorism efforts. So, are you jeopardising national security by not passing this?
The head of ASIO told the committee that he first raised this in 2014. George Brandis started talking about this when he was the Attorney General last year in the middle of 2017. They didn't bring legislation into the Parliament until September this year. There's been plenty of opportunities to get this right, but the most important thing is to actually get a good set of laws that keep Australians safe.
But sure, but that wasn't my question. Are you jeopardising national security by not passing it? That's the question.
The head of ASIO was very clear with the committee. He said the timing of the passage of legislation was entirely a matter for the Parliament. He said that there was no specific threat that had been identified around the Christmas period, but he made the general point that, of course, they would like these powers, that encryption does present problems for law enforcement, and they are looking for legislation to respond to that.
Okay.
He was very clear. The timing is a matter, ought to be a matter for the Parliament.
You've been listening to the testimony from security experts, privacy experts, the Human Rights Commission. What are, in simple terms for my listeners, your main issues with this bill as it stands?
The first is this, that while the government says the legislation won't compel technology providers to create backdoors, all of the technology providers tell us that once you start introducing weaknesses into internet security systems, you create the possibility that malevolent actors, whether they're state actors or perhaps terrorist groups or criminals, you create the possibility for those groups to use those weaknesses also. So the evidence before the committee is that if you start intervening to circumvent encryption, you create pathways for other sorts of malevolent actors in the system to do the same thing, and you weaken the security of the internet overall. That is the main line of evidence that's been put before us. But there are other problems. People have raised the possibility that this legislation puts us in contravention of the provisions of the US Act, the Cloud Act, that enables the sharing of information and data. There's a concern that, and we're not certain, we need to get to the bottom of this, that if we pass this legislation, it would imperil our ability to reach an agreement with the US under the Cloud Act. This is a serious issue that we need to get to the bottom of. And we can't do that if we halt the committee's processes today.
The Attorney General says this bill will be introduced to the Parliament next week. Are you signalling now that you will vote against it?
Our hope, in fact, is that the government returns to the table. We think walking away from discussions is very foolish. And what we're actually asking for is for them to just think again. Come back, talk with the Labor. Okay.
Because it seems that they want to put the bill now as it stands, you're prepared to vote against it?
We will need to go through our ordinary processes. So we'll take it into our caucus, we'll take it into our party room and have the conversation there. But really the call today is for the government to come back to the negotiating table. This isn't the way that we do national security legislation. We think it ought to be above politics. It ought to be above narrow electoral calculations.
But your recommendation through your processes will be if they won't come back to the negotiating table, we will vote against it. Is that your recommendation?
We will issue a dissenting report at this stage if they won't return to the table. And that report will lay out a range of amendments that we think will be necessary for the bill.
And if they don't accept them, you're prepared to vote against it?
That'll be a decision for the caucus.
But do you think you should vote against it?
I think we'll have great difficulty supporting the bill if it can't be amended because, as I've said, there's very serious issues being raised by lots of stakeholders.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Patricia.
Labor Senator Jenny McAllister is a member of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security.